Chapter 2 Catching a Convict. All that morning, I was frightened that my sister would discover that I had stolen from her. But luckily, she was so busy cleaning the house and roasting the chickens for our Christmas lunch that she did not notice that I had been out or that any food was missing. At 1:30, our two guests arrived. Mr. Wopsle had a large nose and a shining bald forehead, and was the church clerk. Mr. Pumblechook, who had a shop in the nearest town, was a fat, middle-aged man, with a mouth like a fish and staring eyes. He was really Joe's uncle, but it was Mrs. Joe who called him uncle. Every Christmas day he arrived with two bottles of wine, handing them proudly to my sister. "Oh, Uncle Pumblechook, this is kind," she always replied. "It's no more than you deserve," was the answer every time. Sitting at table with these guests, I would have felt uncomfortable, even if I hadn't robbed my sister. Not only was Pumblechook's elbow in my eye, but I wasn't allowed to speak, and they gave me the worst pieces of meat. Even the chickens must have been ashamed of those parts of their bodies when they were alive. And worse than that, the adults never left me in peace.